This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. No Sleep.
My name is not Jackson Asher, but that's what you can call me. Even now, months after this incident happened, I don't feel safe sharing my real identity online. And after I'm done explaining what happened to me and to my family, I hope you will feel the same. View what I am about to share with you as a warning and a lesson. Don't make my mistakes, or others will face consequences far worse. This all started because of a Little League game. My youngest, Landon, has a game every Thursday, and for the longest time, I'd been putting off being present. When I did go, I decided to be the best dad I could be and snap pictures of every hit and run that he had. After the game, I shared Landon's game pictures across Instagram and Facebook. I used as many hashtags as I could. I guess I was overcompensating for the fact that I didn't spend much time with him or his older brother. My work hours had increased, and my recent divorce didn't help that fact. Anyways, I shared his photos across social media accounts, showing off how proud I was. The next day, I started noticing I was getting a lot of friend requests from people that were either from his school or friends of friends, and I just accepted them all. I figured there wouldn't be any harm. But that night, I received a message that changed everything. It almost came an hour after my sons, Tim and Landon, fell asleep. I was in my room doing some work stuff when the message appeared on my lower computer screen. The caption read, "Cute kid," and it came from a dummy account. Curiously, I clicked on it and read the rest of the message, my heart beating a little faster as I went down the line of text. "I was browsing through my usual hunting grounds when I came across your pictures. Your children remind me so much of my darling Avery. She was my first. Now with your pictures a tap away, she won't be my last." I immediately deleted it and tried not to shudder. Still, I thought that would be the end of it. I took down all my accounts, worried that some other sicko might be out there. All of a sudden, I received several new messages, each from different burner accounts, and all of them from the stalker. They had decided to take things to the next level. Each email had attached a picture of Landon or his Little League team along with a warning of what was to come. "I thought you should be aware that I decided to keep copies of all those lovely pictures you posted so freely. If you want to see what I'm doing with them, click the link below." I couldn't resist. I needed to know what this was. The link took me to a website that alerted my typical firewall software that I was leaving the security of the internet and entering the dark web. The pictures were of my son Landon, and all were neatly arranged with price tags alongside them. Then I got another message from the predator. "Sharing is caring, but if you share this with the police, I can guarantee a lot worse is going to happen." I dared to reply to them to find out what their endgame was. "I will give you anything you want. Just don't hurt me or my children," I typed out. I got an almost instant reply. And where is the fun in that? My body felt numb. A worse feeling wiggled its way into my heart as I realized that this pervert wasn't in it for the money. "This isn't a game. This is my family," I typed back. "For now, you mean." "You're bluffing. I'm going to the police and they will nail your ass to the wall," I replied. "Try me, Jackie boy." I didn't know what to do. I shut down the computer and called my father. During the divorce, he had helped me handle some of the legal intricacies and had always been on my side. Even as I was explaining the situation, he kept telling me to slow down. "You're not making sense. Why would anyone do this? What do they get out of it?" he asked. I didn't know, and that scared me to death. Then he offered me some sound advice. "Just ignore them, Jack. They can't hurt you if you take away their connection to you," he insisted. It sounded like a good idea. I told him thank you and tried to get some sleep, but the predator had other plans. Just as I was fully in dreamland, my phone buzzed. A dozen more messages flooded my screen. I clicked on all of them to mark them as spam and tried to lay back down. I even made sure Landon and Tim were fine, just because the disturbing messages were making me paranoid. Then another message made me stop dead in my tracks. "Sleep well, Jackie," caption read. I opened it and found that I was watching a video of myself walking into my boys' room and tucking them into bed. I looked up at my home security system and screamed in fury.
Just leave us alone! Leave my family alone!
I demanded. I went to the closet and grabbed a baseball bat from Landon. I wasn't about to let this pervert or his friends watch my children sleep. I smashed the cameras around my house to bits, one by one. Landon got up, hearing the noise.
Dad? What's wrong?
He asked sleepily. Get back in bed, I ordered him as the phone pinged again. Bad move, Jack. If you take away my access to them, you're gonna regret it. This time, I was on the offensive. I'm not letting you see anything about them ever again, and I will go to the police first thing in the morning. Their reply was unexpected. Why wait? Let's call them now. I couldn't help to text back a confused response. What? What do you mean? Landon kept tugging at me as I reconnected to their sicko website automatically. Had they hacked into my phone? Did you forget what got into your computer hard drive? Now I don't know about you, but it looks pretty bad to have all these pics of other people's kids for sale, Jack, the message said. I knew what was happening, and I felt powerless to stop it. This was blackmail, a power play. They had linked all of their twisted messages directly to my computer, making the connection to them untraceable. I couldn't help but to break down in tears. I just want this to stop. Make it stop! Send me more pictures, and we can keep this between us. No one has to know, he replied. The predator had complete control over me. I needed to leave, to restart my life. Everything I knew would need to be left behind. Change our names, our numbers, everything. It was the only way, or I would be their pawn forever. I swallowed a gulp of air, then I smashed my phone to bits. I went to the back laundry room and cut off the power to the house, waking up Landon and Tim.
Dad, it's the middle of the night. Where are we going?
They asked as I got them dressed. Put your shoes on. We have to leave, I told them. They were half asleep and didn't question me. We got into the car and I started to drive. We kept going for hours. My first instinct was to take them to their moms. They would be safer there while I sorted this out. We got there just after sunrise. I demanded she not ask questions and kissed my boys goodbye. Some part of me felt like it was going to be for a very long time. Tears fell down my face as I waved and drove off to try and make amends for such a simple, careless mistake. It's been a few months since, and I have done all I can to keep them safe and to recreate my identity. But I don't think we are out of the woods yet, because my wife tells me sometimes she gets strange emails too. No subject, just attachments with pictures of the boys. Never open them, never even consider clicking on them, I warned her. Will we ever be safe again? What scares me most is the fact that I don't think I will ever know for sure. Thanks for watching. You can watch another scary animation here. Also, don't forget to subscribe and to hit that notification bell to stay tuned for future videos. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to hit that follow button to get notified every time a new episode is released. Also, please take a second to leave a rating for the podcast. This is so important to help the podcast grow. Thank you. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to give you all a quick heads up regarding some upcoming political ads you may start hearing leading up to this year's presidential election. These ads do not represent my own political viewpoint. So if you hear a political ad play on the podcast and it's not in my own voice, then it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally as a podcaster. Thank you again for being a dedicated listener of mine, and I can't wait to have another amazing year with you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.